Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Jeff McLaren and Jeff Edwards from Knoxville Farm and Home to talk about the Paint the Grand party coming up this coming weekend. What's going on with the Grand as far as this paint party is concerned?
Well, we're approached by the Grand Theater if we would be interested in making a donation in kind from Knoxville Farm and Home in regards to painting the Grand Theater. And geez, what a wonderful opportunity for us to get involved.
Now, it certainly is great to be able to get involved with the community. How important is it for Knoxville Farm and Home to get involved in something like this?
We feel it's very important. As a small family-owned business, we're very supportive of the communities that we do business in, and we want to be able to support all of the historical efforts at restoring the theater. The theater in Osceola was restored a few years ago, and we're very proud to be a part of that effort here in Knoxville also.
Now, how are you approached to be able to go ahead with this donation of paint?
Well, as we all know, Dylan Morris, very instrumental in getting the Grand Theater back on its feet, if you will. And he has approached us on several occasions, as he has with most of the businesses in town, for us to participate in restoring it back to its glory.
Now, certainly there's going to be a lot of effort to be able to put this all together. About how much paint do you think is going to be donated for this effort? And what kind of help are you guys going to be needing?
Well, all the help we can get up there for this big party coming up on weekend of the 25th and 26th is going to be greatly appreciated by everybody. And it's nice that everyone can get in there, do their little bit to help our community and help get this theater back on its feet.
And you're going to be donating quite a bit of paint, aren't you?
Yeah, there's several gallons of primer and several gallons of paint involved with this project. But, you know, as Jeff mentioned, it's important that we do our part in our community and be part of some of the things that need to really be done.
There's a lot of community involvement when it comes to Knoxville Farm and Home. Tell the listeners a little bit about some of the things that you guys do.
Well, we've been supportive of Habitat for Humanity, the animal shelter, a lot of small projects like this. We're really into doing things to support the community and community efforts at historical preservation. For instance, the movie theater is always a cultural centerpiece for most smaller towns, and it's very important to a lot of people to have that available right here in town instead of having to get in the car and drive 45 minutes to be able to go see a movie. So having the old historical theaters restored is a really important part of the community, and people really enjoy it.
What are some other things that you would like to tell people about this event going down at the Grand Theater on the 25th and 26th?
I would recommend everybody wear some old clothes, bring a positive attitude, and let's see if we can't chip in with Dylan and just knock this project out of the ballpark. I know it's towards the end of the project. It's on its last legs of getting done. The sooner we get her done, the sooner we can enjoy a Grand Theater, if you will.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guests, Jeff McLaren and Jeff Edwards from Knoxville Farm and Home, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.